USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is defending his upcoming visit to Saudi Arabia, saying the trip is critical to the security of the United States. In an op-ed for the Washington Post, Biden wrote, quote, "As the president, it is my job to keep our country strong and secure. To do these things, we have to engage directly with countries that can impact those outcomes. Saudi Arabia is one of them," end quote. The president goes on to say, when meeting with Saudi leaders, his focus will be to strengthen a strategic partnership going forward that's based on mutual interest and responsibility while also holding true to fundamental American values. Biden is set to travel to the region on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
White House flags will be held at half staff.
Flags at the White House are flying at half staff in order of the late Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. President Biden issuing a proclamation saying flags at other locations, including all military posts, shall remain at half staff until sunset on Sunday. In a previous statement, Biden described himself as stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened by Abe's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A new tropical storm formed far off Mexico's Pacific coast on Saturday, all the while Hurricane Bonnie is fading. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said the newly formed tropical storm Darby was centered southwest of Manzanillo, Mexico, with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream, or search your favorite podcast app.
A pregnant woman using the carpool lane is fighting a ticket using a new law.
A Texas woman is fighting a ticket after sheriff's deputies say she was driving in the HOV 2 lane by herself. Brandy Batone, talking to television station KXAS, says she was stopped at a checkpoint on the Central Expressway near I-635.
He starts peeking around. He's like, "Is it just you?" And I said, "No, there's two of us." And he's like, "Well, where's the other person?" And I went, "Right here."
Batone was 34 weeks pregnant at the time of the incident, but the deputy says that doesn't count.
And I said, "Well, not trying to throw a political mix here, but with everything going on, this counts as a baby."
She got a $275 ticket. Her court date is on July 20th, about the same time as her due date. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
At the request of PETA, artist Damien Hirst's 1990 installation, 100 Years, has been dismantled due to the fact that it manufactures the birth and death of flies. The work is meant to be a commentary on the fact that many flies die when exposed to public light. 100 Years was being exhibited in Germany at the time of the dismantling. The museum's director stated that they thought that flies were not covered by the Animal Welfare Act. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.